91.3. Always on the cutting edge. Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back to the show. 072-238-0712 is our WhatsApp line. Feel free to query, comment, or criticize. In this part of the show, we're hoping to cross over to the Middle East, to Gaza in particular, where the Palestine Ministry of Health in the Strip has warned of an unprecedented humanitarian and health disaster after seven hospitals were forced to suspend services because of the power shortages. Hundreds of patients across the besieged strip face an unknown fate in the coming hours as Israel continues to block vital funds sent by Qatar. Ashraf Al-Kedra, a ministry spokesperson in Gaza, said several hospitals face shutting down the electric generators due to lack of fuel. Gaza hospitals need 45,000 litres of fuel per month to operate generators during power outages, which can last up to 12 hours a day. Imagine that. It makes Eskom look like a picnic. We're hoping to be talking to Ahmad Al-Najjar, president of the Palestinian Physiotherapy Association and a member of their emergency committee, but unfortunately we're having problems with the lines. And of course, bear in mind that in the Gaza Strip they have up to 12 hours of out electricity and communication is not exactly the best. And I do believe that Ahmad Al-Najjar is online, president of the Palestinian Physiotherapy Association. Ahmad, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Welcome for you and for your audience from Palestine, from Gaza.
A very bad situation. We've got the news that seven hospitals in the Gaza Strip are unable to function because there isn't enough petrol to power the generators. Tell us more.
Yes. This, of course, we are talking about fuel crisis. And it has started since about 3 years, affecting hospitals since 3 years, but it's since about 11 years, since the restricted siege post on Gaza Strip. But now the crisis was very aggressive because there is no anyone response for the appeal of Ministry of Health to provide us with the fuel to operate the generators for the hospitals. Now hospitals was at risk, and there is some of health services and health center will be closed in the coming 48 hours because there is no fuel to operate the generators, and because the shortage in the electricity reached to 20 hours per day, and sometimes it may be increased more than 20 hours. Yeah.
Now, I believe that the government of Qatar has actually sent funds to Palestine to help with the situation. But guess who? Yes. The Israeli authorities appear to be blocking this. Is that true?
Yes. Until now, Israeli refused to enter the Qatar fuel and also the salary for the employees here in Gaza. This is the suffering of the Gazan people, and mainly for the hospitals. And also the amount of the fuel which sent by the Qatar is not enough to operate all of the hospitals. Also, yes.
But yes.
Amount of the fuel just operating just us or provide us just or cover us for about 10 days just
But, of course, the very fact that Israel is preventing the fuel from Qatar from getting into Gaza and is also blocking the salaries of workers, surely that falls under the category of a crime against humanity. To deny a hospital the ability to treat its patients in anybody's language is a crime against humanity.
Yes. Of course, all of these actions was an unhuman action, and we are calling all of the international agencies and mainly the UN to talk with Israel and all with all the parties in the world to impose aid to enter the fuel and to enter the salary for the workers and Minister of Health and all the Gaza ministers. This is our faith. You know that Israel working as superiority on the law of the world, and they are not listening to all of the voices of the world that ask for to treat Palestinians as a human. Just.
I mean, Ahmed, this is a moral disgrace, isn't it? It's an absolute shame on the so-called civilized world that is silent when we see seven major hospitals in an urban area where there is enough fuel, where there should be enough electricity and water, are denied basic facilities. I mean, let's give you an example. The Nasser Children's Hospital, 8 children are in an intensive care unit. They're not going to get any electricity. 30 premature babies, 100 children in the inpatients, 250 in the emergency department. The Rantisi Hospital, 45 children with kidney failure. They need the machines to run. Now the machines don't run. What happens if the children die? 10 children with cancer, 10 children with convulsions and other problems. The Muhammad Yusuf Al-Najjar Hospital, this provides a health service for a quarter of a million people. 96 patients with kidney failure, no diagnostic services, wounded patients won't get treated. Then, of course, you've got the psychiatric hospital where people will not get any treatment at all, and where the lack of electricity will traumatize the psychiatric patients. I could go on and on and on about the situation. It's mind-boggling, isn't it, that the outside world doesn't want to know about this and that the Israelis are getting away with it. I mean, if I were to go over the border into Israel, Israel will not allow its hospitals to run out of electricity, won't they?
Yes, yes. And this is another problem. If we are talking about Israel, we know that Israel is our enemy. But when we are talking about Muslims and our brothers and Arabs, all of them doesn't reply for our response, for our appeal to provide us with fuel. And they provide us with the fuel for 10 years. But really, are surprised about their position for us. Their position is very, very weak, and we are hope from them to stand with us in this aggressive crisis. Yes,
Ahmed, is it going to take the death of children in hospitals to wake up the world's conscience? This is a question that I have to ask, because it seems to be getting to this point.
Sorry?
Is it going to take the death of children in Gaza's hospitals to awake, to make the world come awake?
Yes, a lot of cases may be dead in the few hours, in the coming few hours, especially in the ICU unit and in the neonate unit. All of them was at the risk of death, yani, because any time maybe the electricity was shut down, and there is no fuel to operate the generators, and we cannot imagine what's the solution for this problem. Yani. Maybe the death is waiting for them. Yani. In the coming 48 hours.
Yeah, and it's an absolute, it's a horror story that we have to actually we have to do a story like this, where when there is fuel in the world, there is a capacity to provide Gaza with electricity, but the Israeli authorities don't seem to care about it or want to do it. And as a result, what we're talking about is hundreds of children and hundreds of patients in Gaza's hospitals probably dying as a result of this. I can't put it more bluntly than that. Ahmed, what is actually going to happen? Are the people of Gaza going to be able to cope with this particular situation?
Really, we cannot. We doesn't know what we can happen, what can happen. But we are waiting intervention from any international agency to rescue us from the coming complication of this crisis. But until now, the future is very dark, very, very dark.
And I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it right out there. If anybody who supports Zionism listening to the show, anybody from the Jewish community, have a heart. Seven hospitals in Gaza are closing down because isn't enough fuel and children are going to die. I can't put it more bluntly than that. Has anybody listening to us got a heart? Talk to political representatives, pressurize them into giving the children of Gaza at least their due right, and that is to have decent treatment in a hospital and to be given a chance to have a normal life. Ahmed Al-Najjar, who's president of the Palestinian Physiotherapy Association, we can only wish you everything of the best, inshallah, and we hope that the fuel does arrive and that the generators can run and the hospitals can save lives.
Thank you very much for inviting me in your radio, and we hope, inshallah, this problem will be solved, inshallah, as soon as possible.
Amen to that.
Drive Time 91.3, always on the cutting edge.